Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Day of Silence was just around the country in a number of public schools. It is promoted by GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network. You may not even think twice about this. You may think that you're living in a rural area and you don't need to worry about what your children are being exposed to. But guess what? In a rural area in Florida, in a middle school, teachers were promoting, advocating this radical LGBT agenda. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, a 14-year-old male eighth grader at Tavares Middle School in Lake County, Florida, brought home a printed note on the day of the so-called Day of Silence. It was given to him, not by a student, not on his way to school, but guess who gave it to him? His teacher. His teacher gave him this little handheld size piece of paper printed by GLSEN, gave it to him while he's in school, and encouraged him and others to participate in the so-called Day of Silence, in which these children are told to just simply remain silent, so that if the teacher asks you a question, wants you to participate in a discussion, you just simply say nothing, or you say, I am going to remain silent in solidarity with the LGBT community. In other words, the teacher is supposed to be teaching the kids, and for that day, this teacher and others around the country are distributing GLSEN's material, telling the kids on this day, you just remain silent. Why don't they just shut down the school for that day?
Yeah.
I mean, they don't want the children to participate. It's a day of no learning. And in this particular situation, it said that on this note, that the Day of Silence is, quote, a student-led, yeah, right, national event where folks take a vow of silence to highlight the silencing and erasure of LGBTQ people at school, close quote. This was part of what was on that note.
Yeah, it's raw propaganda. It's an adult radical child corruption organization called GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network, using children as pawns to further their radical cultural and political agenda. It's pure propaganda, and they are really abusing these children as pawns in this political propaganda and warfare in order to try to push their radical values neutral agenda, which really is a values positive agenda that basically says engage in promiscuity, engage in the LGBT lifestyle, and support those who do.
Yeah, and some of the GLSEN coercion includes, quote, allowing students to be supportive of the Day of Silence, to refrain from verbal participation in classroom instruction, while those who do not participate in the Day of Silence must prepare to answer class questions. So what are you going to do? If you want to have sort of a day off in school and you don't want to prepare, you don't want to engage in questions, even though you're not supportive of this LGBTQ agenda, you're going to remain silent. So you're going to be essentially coerced into remaining silent, taking a side on the radical LGBT agenda, just so you can get out of participating in class. While those who take a stand and really are there to learn have to carry the entire weight of that class to participate and answer class questions. You know, the middle school student's note, again, given to this student by the teacher who's teaching that particular student, says, quote, I am staying silent on GLSEN's Day of Silence. It's a national youth movement highlighting the silencing and erasure of LGBTQ people at school. Nearly 4 in 5 LGBTQ students don't see positive LGBTQ representation in their curriculum. Nearly 9 in 10 experience verbal harassment, and almost 1/3 miss school for feeling unsafe or uncomfortable. But together, the note continues. Again, hand it to the students by the teacher. But together, as part of GLSEN's Day of Silence, we can break the silence of LGBTQ students. But together, you know, it goes on to also say, text this particular word and or go to this website address for more information. Now, if you do what they ask you to do, you pull up your cell phone and you text that particular word, it is signing you up for continual text messages with GLSEN, the Gay, Lesbian, Straight Education Network.
A bunch of adult perversion activists who are pushing under the guise of bullying. And this is a tried and true tactic in order to kind of have a twofold approach where they promote the homosexual lifestyle and homosexual behavior, A, and B, denigrate and bully those who hold a traditional values or biblical or Christian lifestyle. They do it under the guise of bullying and couch themselves and those who are engaged in various aberrant sexual behaviors as victims. So they create this victim kind of mentality and this scheme where they're the victims, and then they can do that and now bully those who hold, you know, think of the peer pressure, Matt. What if a Christian student says, well, no, I'm not going to engage in this propaganda, and they don't get involved and take part in the so-called Day of Silence? Well, we have had stories over the years of these students being bullied, being pressured, being said, well, what are you, anti-gay? Are you, you know, and so it really is just devious what they're doing.
I mean, Matt, you and I have taught in school before. We've taught college age, graduate study age students. Can you imagine coming into class one day and giving them a note that you're encouraging your class to remain silent? And you're encouraging your class to remain silent. And you're basically dividing the class. Those who remain silent are on this side of the issue. Those who don't remain silent, they're on the other side of the issue. You've automatically divided the class.
Right. You've created division.
And you've automatically destroyed the learning environment, which in fact, you've now told the students, you don't have to participate in my instruction today. Just sit there like bumps on a log. But also now what you're doing, imagine in school, you take a note and you tell them, I want everybody to take out their cell phones and I want you to text this particular number, this particular word. And you want them to sign up for some religious organization or some political organization, imagine the outcry people would have. Well, GLSEN is a political organization. It is promoting the LGBT radical agenda. And they are encouraging students to sign up. So, you know, when you send your son or daughter to school, you might want to find out on their text messages, did they sign up for GLSEN? Are they getting GLSEN's text messages? The note handed out by the teacher encourages them to sign up for continual text messages and gives them a website to go to. The website provides middle school and high school students with a large array of propaganda, including a Breaking the Silence letter generator, which automatically you can receive a customized letter to share with school administrators and request LGBTQ inclusive support at your school. Teachers can also register on the website to get the latest updates on Day of Silence resources, including free streaming of LGBTQ-inclusive classroom documentaries.
Mm-hmm.
GLSEN's Education or Educator's Guide encourages teachers to require students ages K through 12, kindergarten, to engage in numerous forms of coercive group political activism, disregarding the parents' desires or the students' religious beliefs, and students can either go along to get along or risk being outed as disagreeing with the teacher and GLSEN's radical LGBT viewpoint.
And that's where the true bullying comes in. GLSEN is a propagandist bullying organization that bullies Christians and bullies kids who embrace traditional sexual values.
Check out what's happened at your school. This was in a rural school. Fortunately, the eighth grade young boy brought it home to his parents. Otherwise, they would have never known, would have never thought that in this rural middle school, teachers would be encouraging students to participate in GLSEN's Day of Silence and connecting them with continual resource information. You may think, it didn't happen in my school. Check it out. Find out what happened on that Day of Silence, which was April the 27th. And if you have concerns, give us a call at Liberty Counsel, 407-875-1776, or go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Remember us in your prayers and your regular financial support.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. The website again, lc.org.